Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the seventh installment in the introductory section of Shemona Esrei. We're still in the first bracha. We discussed yesterday the tremendous special nature of seeing ourselves as serving God, not only us in this generation, but following on previous generations. Now, in the middle of the bracha, we say about God that he's gomel chasadim tovim. He performs good acts of kindness. What is that referring to? Just to give context, we go on to say he acquires all, he remembers the kindnesses of the forefathers, and he ultimately brings redemption to their descendants. What's meant by gomel chasadim tovim, that he does acts of good kindness? Of course, the most standard approach would be that we're all such great beneficiaries of God's kindness. The Sefer HaMinhagos has an interesting pshat. He says, Gomel Chasadim Tovim refers to the general acts of kindness which God performs for all mankind. Jew, not Jew, we all benefit from God's abundant kindness. We then contrast that to the special promise God chose to the Jewish people. He remembers the kindnesses of the forefathers, and then therefore he brings redemption to their later generations. It's an interesting idea to think about. At the end of the bracha, we refer to God as Melech Ozer Umoshia Umogen, the king who helps and saves and protects. So it seems like three ways of saying more or less the same thing. What's the nuance between those three phrases? The Rashba explains as follows. Ozer just means to come to someone's aid, or to attempt to come to someone's aid. There are people who rise to the defense of others and don't succeed. So God is an Ozer. When we need him, he rises up to help us. But it's not just that he wants to help us. He's Moshiach. He saves us. He effectively helps us. If he decides he's going to help us, he will, and he'll succeed. But not only does he rise to help us, and not only does he succeed when he rises to help us, he's magen. He provides a shield. The Rashba explains that what that means is, if God wills it so, we will be absolutely unscathed by any potential danger which comes our way. Of course, there are times where people are affected by great calamities. That's part of God's decisions in running this world. We referred to him earlier in the bracha as a Nora, as an awesome being who rewards and punishes. But that's how the Rashba explains the phrase. He's Ozer, he rises to our occasion, he rises to the occasion to help us. He's Moshiach, he succeeds when doing so. And he's Magen. When he helps us, we come out absolutely unscathed if he desires as such. We end the bracha famously with Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham, the shield of Avraham. It's so interesting. We mentioned that the bracha begins with emphasizing that we're following the earlier generations, not just Avraham, but Yitzchak and Yaakov and others. So why do we come back to Magen Avraham? There seems to be a core statement here that what Avraham represented is more indicative of the Jewish people than the other forefathers. And indeed, we're told that Avraham represents chesed. Avraham represents kindness. We know, of course, the famous Gemara, that there are three character traits that are unique to the Jewish people. And a person who holds these traits, it would seem to be symbolic that they're a Jew. Rachmanim, a sense of shame. A sense of compassion. Baishanim, a sense of shame. Gomlei chasadim, and people of kindness. And therefore, the ultimate symbol for our continuing the chain of the generations is the shield of Avraham. Just one additional point that Rabbi Yonasan Apeshitz makes is there's something else that's core to Avraham's mission as recorded in the Chumash, which is Avraham experienced so much wandering, so many difficulties, and he didn't question God. And not only did he not question God, he reached out to others to help them grow in their service of God. And that is core to the Jewish existence too, that no matter what comes our way, we hope to follow in his esteemed footsteps. No matter what challenges we have, we'll still have a strong connection with God, and we'll do everything we can to cultivate that relationship for others too. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a nice day.